Welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 104, COVID-19 location tracing using your Apple iPhone. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. I am your host, John Scudder, from Alaska's largest city, Anchorage. In this episode, we will teach you how to COVID-19 location trace using your iPhone. I hope you never need to have to use this, but it's a good skill to know in case you or a friend is faced with COVID. I'll also talk to a friend who has used this technique, and we will hear their story. This is an important episode. Let's go to the show. Alaska state health officials this week issued a new alert urging Alaskans who test positive for COVID-19 to notify their own contacts due to a surge in new cases that has strained the state's ability to keep up. Alaska is no different than many other states in the severity of COVID-19. Can you trace back where you've been over the past week with accuracy and without some significant thought? It would take me a while, and I'm sure it would not be completely accurate. You're about to learn how to make it perfect. With your iPhone, you can have the data in minutes because your iPhone knows where you are at all the time and where you've been. In a second, we will show you how to trace back days, if not weeks, into your past. This part of the procedure is important. Apple takes privacy very seriously, and the data is stored on your iPhone and not elsewhere. Furthermore, you need your password to get the data. Prepare yourself for a shock when you look at your history. It will show you your location, time, frequency, and a map. You can notify people who you might have come in contact within minutes. Why isn't this common knowledge and being publicized when lives are at stake? I'm not sure why. Here at the Mac Minutes Podcast, we'll make sure you know how. Also, you can delete location services and turn it off if you prefer. It's really a neat way to track back without a lot of thought. This might be a convenient time to stop the podcast here while you get your iPhone, and then we'll get started. Here are your steps. Open your iPhone settings. Then tap on Privacy. Select Location Services, then tap on System Services. Scroll down until you see Significant Locations. It's at the bottom. Tap on it. You will see History. Press on that. You will now see your history with every place you've been on a map, times, and locations. You can take a screenshot of the different locations and print them out, and in a few minutes, be able to transcribe them and make meaningful notifications to all those based on fact and not guess. More than likely, after the entry reminds you of the visit, you'll be able to expound on the specifics of the visit in detail, almost to the point where some people may wonder how you were able to recite such a diary. Alaska, like many states, is recording record numbers of new COVID cases. Here, the number has been the highest it's been since March on most days in the past 2 weeks. Hospitalizations are also rising to new records daily. We hit a new record of deaths in Alaska this week. This is the same news we're hearing in many states. With tools like your iPhone, a lot more people could be tracing their location or providing to a contract tracer if you are so lucky. There's a friend of mine, Leanna, that we worked through her own personal COVID case with her husband. Leanna is a longtime Apple enthusiast and a former IT program administrator. I'll tell you her story here in a minute. When I was done helping Leanna and her husband, I was shaking my head. Why more people aren't aware of this procedure? Why haven't I heard this from contact tracing experts who should be smarter than I am and informing my fellow Alaskans? I was shell-shocked. Later, after researching further, this procedure has received some publicity, but I can tell you it is nowhere near publicized that it needs to be, in my opinion. Let's now listen to a call with Leanna after the stressful situation has significantly diminished. Hi there, Leanna. This is John Scudder from the Mac Minutes podcast.
Hi.
I wanted to talk to you about your COVID story and using location tracing on your iPhone.
Okay. We went to get tested because of an article we read in the Anchorage Dispatch News that requested everyone get tested whether or not you had symptoms. And at the time, we weren't showing any symptoms, so we went to ChangePoint and got our tests. But it took, instead of 72 hours, it took 5 days to get the results back, and Dale came back positive. So we had to rack our brains out to figure out where he might have been exposed. And he asked me the question, does your phone know where you've been? And I said, well, let me Google that. And I did, and came across, a YouTube and said how to get there. So most of the places that were on our list, they say to go back 3 to 5 days from the day you test. And all the places that we could think of, we were fully masked. And everybody else around us was as well. But then I remembered his visits at Rotary meetings, where he spends an hour and a half there. And he is mostly masked there, except when his food and drink come. So I couldn't remember his last visit because I had asked him not to go any longer to the live presentation. So we went to location services, and it tracked him to November 5th as being his last visit. Our test was November 16th. So my next question was, how long is the incubation period from exposure? And then, so I Googled that too, and it said anywhere from 2 to 14 days, and we were within that window. And, so that's how we kind of come to the conclusion that that may have been one of the places that he had been exposed, because he did have his mask off for a little bit. Many days later, I had remembered that he had a student visit on November 8th, and that student drove up from Cordova and spent about 4 hours with Dale on jewelry making. They initially were masked, but there were points at which their masks were off because they were soldering and doing other things. So that's the second possible point of exposure. But I would like to add that this student said her husband gets tested every week, but that doesn't, that doesn't show where she's at. Just because he's tested. So you can't, take that for granted.
So how did location tracing help in your determining your locations?
Well, the biggest thing was we could not remember when Dale's last visit to Rotary was. He said that he hadn't been there in 3 weeks, and I said, I don't think so. I think it's shorter than that. And so when we went to location services, it did indeed show us that he had been there within that window exposure window.
Do you think location tracing is valuable to somebody who may be out and has to travel for work or recreation?
Yes, I really do. It tells you, well, it tells you how long it took to drive there, but it also tells you how long you've been there if you click on the location. So I think that's pretty valuable.
And how are things going now?
Dale is still asymptomatic. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day. Tomorrow he will be able to have Thanksgiving with me. He will supposedly no longer be infectious. We'll never know if he had actually had the disease until he gets an antibody test. I have remained negative. Oh, and I should mention that we took a second test because it was recommended for me to take the second test to make sure that I was negative. And Dale took the second test as well, and that came back negative. But you still have to treat the positive, even though he had the negative.
Well, thank you for telling us your story and telling us about how location services made a difference in your search.
Yes, it was very, very helpful.
Did contact tracing ever call you?
Yes, and that's another thing. She called yesterday. I think it was yesterday. And so that's 8 days after Dale's original positive test. And so basically you do your own contact tracing. And the nurse had said that about all of those people who test positive, 50% of them are asymptomatic but can still shed the disease, the virus.
I can see where in those 8 days, if you have a positive result, and you can use location tracing, you can inform a lot of people prior to contact tracer calling you and having them do their work.
You're supposed to isolate or quarantine when you get your test. You have until somebody tells you what the results are. You shouldn't go anywhere until you get your result. That's really important.
All right. Well, thank you for your time and telling your story. I wish the best for you and Dale. And thank you for supporting the Mac Minutes podcast and listening and helping others.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye.
I'd like to thank again Leanna and Dale for sharing their COVID story and location tracing with the Mac Minutes podcast. And I'd urge you to please share this podcast if you know anyone who needs to location trace and owns an iPhone. I have to say, this podcast is more than an Apple enthusiast talking about his hobby. This information needs to be mainstream. If you have a question for me, please reach out to the show at the email address or text the phone number on the Mac Minutes website. You can also leave a note in the comments page at the website. I will then answer them in a future episode. Again, the webpage is located at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are at Twitter at minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. I'd urge you to also join the Mac Minutes podcast group on Facebook, where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and other great tech happenings. For all the Mac Minutes listeners out there, I hope all of you and your loved ones are well, and I look forward to hearing from you in the next podcast. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, and many other of your favorite podcatcher platforms. Take care of yourself during the upcoming holiday week, and we will talk to you soon as we venture onward on the Mac Minutes podcast. Be safe, be nice, and stay well. Have a happy holiday season, and thank you again for listening.